A U.S. Army Green Beret was killed during a firefight today in Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Nathan Ross Chapman was the first U.S. serviceman to die in Afghanistan as a result of enemy action. A CIA officer was killed there earlier in the war. And U.S. officials say another CIA agent was wounded in the incident today. The commander of the American effort in Afghanistan says the latest casualties show that the military mission there is still dangerous. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
President Bush and senior administration officials have warned from the beginning of the war in Afghanistan that U.S. military personnel were likely to be killed there. But not until today did General Tommy Franks have to announce the death of a service member by enemy action.
We had a Special Forces member killed earlier today by small arms fire in the vicinity of Gardez Khaost.
General Franks, who manages U.S. military operations as chief of the U.S. Central Command, said the soldier belonged to a U.S. military team that was working with local tribal elements in the Gardez Khaost region along the border with Pakistan. Some Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters, Franks said, have been active in that area.
I know that there was an exchange of fire. I don't know if any of the bad guys were killed or wounded in that action.
A U.S. government official says a CIA officer was wounded in that same incident and is receiving medical treatment. His prognosis, the official said, is good. The firefight, details of which remain sketchy, occurred near a compound that's been bombed twice in the past 2 days. Those strikes, yesterday and again this morning, were the first in nearly a week in Afghanistan. U.S. officials say they'd identified signs of Taliban or Al-Qaeda activity in that compound. General Franks, briefing reporters at his headquarters in Tampa today, said the sudden burst of military activity in this border area shows that operations in Afghanistan will continue off and on for some time to come.
What I think we will see in the days, weeks, months ahead will be a very calm atmosphere where we're continuing to work with the Afghan people and this interim Afghan government. And I think that that will be interrupted by spikes of adrenaline where we, in fact, have gained intelligence that will move us onto a target. And so that's what I think we'll see in the future.
The U.S. military activity in Afghanistan, however, is now highly focused, with the area along the border with Pakistan being especially hot. U.S. forces, Frank said today, have been busy lately in that region going through the caves where Al-Qaeda forces made their last stand under heavy air bombardment.
What we have found as we have gotten into these complexes is evidence of considerable loss of life, obviously. We have found intelligence information that indicates that Al-Qaeda was, in fact, using that very heavily in that area. We have found larger weapons. In some cases, we have found, I think, one or two tanks.
The one other area of U.S. military activity is north of Kandahar, where 1,000 or more Taliban fighters are said to be trapped. Among them, possibly, is Mullah Muhammad Omar, the Taliban leader. Franks today said he's heard reports that some of those Taliban fighters may be ready to surrender.
This coincides with information which we have also received, which indicates the possibility that Omar and perhaps some of his leadership may be up in this area. And so the action that's going on up there right now, as a matter of fact, is the collecting of arms from these people who, in fact, have crossed over or turned themselves in to the forces up north of Kandahar.
The United States has made clear that it wants custody of Mullah Omar in the event he is captured or surrenders. Franks today said that 270 prisoners are already in U.S. custody. Some of those prisoners, he said, are likely to be transferred to detention facilities at U.S. military bases in or near the United States within the next week or 10 days. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.